How would an anarchist federation defend itself?
Well, we would have a military.
But how does this work? Instead of a top-down centralized army, anarchists have typically used a number of disciplined, decentralized squads trained in guerrilla tactics. They reject the traditional command structure, instead organizing through a number of democratic councils. The Black Army, for example, was a democratic militia based on soldier committees and general assemblies. Officers, in the ordinary sense, were abolished. Instead, all commanders were elected and recallable. Regular mass assemblies were held to discuss policy, and the army was based on self-discipline. But it's important to note that even though sometimes anarchists do believe in a military or fighting force, we are resoundingly against offensive wars and imperialism. We believe that no states should exist, and all people should be free, so we fight for those ends. We also hope for a day when all humankind can lay down their arms and come together in unity as one, free from the dominance of man over man, and free from the alienation of you from your neighbor.